Welcome to the Jennings Wire online magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national PR firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a community of bloggers that share their personal experiences and wisdom gained throughout their lives. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. Today's guest is Marjorie Asturias, President and CEO of digital marketing agency Blue Volcano Media and author of the new book, How to Get a Job in Social Media. Welcome, Marjorie.
Thank you so much for having me, Stacey.
Well, it's our pleasure, and I was talking to you earlier, and I thought, wow, how to get a job in social media? Everyone wants a job in social media. I wouldn't say everyone, I guess, maybe. maybe the older sex doesn't really want the job in social media. But if you're, you know, in your mid-20s, late, you know, 30s, you think that's kind of cool to have a job in social media.
Well, you know, it's funny you should mention that not everyone might have it. It's part of the reason why I wrote it is because I actually was getting a lot of inquiries, resumes from people who are mid-career in transition, either because they were laid off from their traditional marketing job and knew that in order to continue working in the field, they needed to brush up on their skills. And so I was getting a lot of questions about how can I, if I'm in my 40s or 50s and I've been selling Yellow Pages advertising my whole life, how can I transition into the kind of job that everyone's in, everyone's demanding now? But yes, so it's appropriate for both those who are entering, who are just entering the workplace out of college, and also those who are in career transition.
Well, Marjorie, and this is my kind of number one question, because you think social media, Twitter, if you're someone that uses it all the time anyway, it would be really cool to get a job just tweeting for a company all day long. So I wanted to ask you, what's the reality of a career in social media versus the expectation?
Big difference. And it's something that everybody learns, and when they actually enter the field, there are several profiles and interviews with full-time social media professionals in the book, and a lot of them pretty much share the same experience, that it is not sitting in your pajamas all day, eating Cheetos, and tweeting. I mean, you could if you work from home, but the reality is that there are, especially now that social media has matured, and a lot of companies are looking at the investments that they've made in social media. They want results. They want return on investment, ROI. You know, they want reports. They want to see how it fits into the bottom line. And a lot of them are, it used to be that there was a time, and it's still, you can still see this to some extent at some smaller companies, but for a while there was this this practice where you give it to the intern and then you silo them in some corner and you're not thinking about what that person is doing. Now, a lot of companies are, you know, they're participating in meetings. They're part of the larger marketing and PR campaign. So, you know, you need to know the metrics. You need to understand language. You need to understand voice of the customer, customer service, traditional marketing tools and techniques and jargon. So it's not just all fun and games anymore. I mean, and I don't mean to sound condescending, but the reality is that it's not the tweeting is only the beginning of your job. It's only a small part of your job. The bigger part is the strategy, the analytics, and then working with sales and customer service to tie it all together. So those are the biggest challenge. Those are the biggest challenges, and where expectations meet up with reality. I've done my share of hiring. Very good at doing their own social media, but when we brought them on board, the reality of working day in and day out, you know, going through each and every tweet with a fine-tooth comb. Okay, is this the language that we want to project? Is this the message we want to send out? You know, that really hit them in the face. That wow, this is a whole different ballgame now, at a completely different level.
Right. I mean, personal social media completely different than professional or corporate social media. Now, what are the kinds of jobs that are available for people in the social media industry?
Well, there's, of course, what people mostly think about is if you work for a large corporation like Starbucks, your job might be working with a team of other social media people doing some actual content production, but also monitoring any mentions of the Starbucks brand or major keywords. You might be you might be tasked with, like coffee or Java, monitoring that across all the different networks and maybe the entire web. So you use a lot of very sophisticated, very expensive listening tools that are out there in order to, you know, simplify your job for you. All the way down to nonprofit groups, you might have multiple roles. You might be the marketing and PR and development person for a company, and social media might be a part of your job. You have media companies that are looking to expand their outreach and from, you know, pushing out the message on their broadcasting channels, but also want to connect with their readers on, I mean, their readers, their listeners, their viewers online. Agencies. A lot of traditional PR and marketing agencies are finding that their clients are demanding social media services, and they've been primarily focused on, say, direct mail or traditional advertising, and so they want to bring on some in-house expertise or maybe even outsource some of that in order to meet their customer demand. Because they, you know, a lot of agencies, they want to be the they want to be the full service agency of choice for their clients. And if their client wants this, then they want to be able to provide that for them. So there's a whole spectrum of jobs out there for someone who really wants to get into the field and is looking to see what opportunities are out there. I mean, just about every company now will need some kind of social media person, whether it's a full-time person doing just social media or a smaller company that has a marketing person that also will have social media within their portfolio.
So since there are a lot of opportunities, I assume because a lot of people are emphasizing the need to have good social media people, that you'll have opportunities, that there'll be more opportunities out there. And I'm sure the industry will continue to grow. But what are the mistakes that people make when they are looking for a job in the social media industry? What's the biggest mistake?
It kind of depends on where they are in the job search. And going back to my example earlier of how I was finding a lot of folks, not just at the entry-level college grads, but also folks in career transition. For those who are young and fresh out of college, some of the biggest mistakes that I was finding is that all they needed was to have a Twitter account and a Facebook profile. It might have been useful and it might have been attractive maybe 5 or 6 years ago. But you can say to a potential employer, I've got 5,000 Facebook fans, or I've got 5,000 Twitter followers, and that was enough to get you the job. But now a lot more companies, even smaller companies, are becoming more sophisticated in what their needs are and have a better understanding of what it takes in order to create and manage a social media campaign that will represent their brand. So they're asking a lot more questions. Okay, so have you represented a brand? What have you done in terms of taking a brand that either was new to social media or already had an existing community or a fan base? And what were some of the accomplishments that you had? What were some milestones that you achieved? How did you manage it? How did you work with other stakeholders in the campaign in order to successfully create this integrated campaign? So some of the challenges, the biggest challenges now is, you know, what other experience do you have other than managing your own personal profiles? And a lot of college graduates don't necessarily have that. More and more of them do, whether it's an internship, a volunteer opportunity, maybe they did it for their church, or maybe they had a co-op. But that's still something that I've found that a lot of folks haven't taken advantage of, is finding those experiences representing a brand that they can showcase to a potential employer and say, this is what I've done to help grow this brand online.
So basically, you want Exhibit A. Show them what you can do for real in something that's tangible with numbers and results. So, Marjorie, you've given us a lot of really great tips today, and I know there's lots more where those came from in your new book, How to Get a Job in Social Media, which is available now on Amazon for the Kindle. Also, you can reach Marjorie Asturias, president and CEO of digital marketing agency Blue Volcano Media, on their website, bluevolcanomedia.com. So we appreciate you taking the time out to be here with us, Marjorie.
Thank you so much, Stacey. I really enjoyed chatting with you.
This podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm Annie Jennings PR and the creator of Jennings Wire Online Magazine, a diverse community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers that share helpful and perhaps even life-changing posts and podcasts. So please enjoy more on JenningsWire.com and discover bloggers that might be perfect for you. Till next time.